Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Lady Rage on Gamers Geek Radio. And with me tonight, we have Lady Venom from Lady Venom's Lair. Good evening, Lady.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. I'm relaxing.
I want to say thank you for agreeing to come on the show and help me bring in our fifth year.
Can't believe it's been 5 years.
I know, right?
We met through the groups, right?
No, actually, we our first time meeting, I do believe, I interviewed you on Gaming for Respect.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You came on a page that you were admitting on came on for an interview.
Was that Canadian Gamers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Can you believe it's been 5 years?
No, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
I am amazed that it's been that long.
It's been a trip.
It seems just like yesterday. That you and I were on
I can't get over 5 years.
You know. What's it been like for you for the past 5 years?
Well, I had my two back surgeries, lots of gaming, and just been working on my page pretty much and an Xbox group. But I spend a lot of time on Facebook or Xbox, either or. But not much has really changed at all. I'm single. I got two cats. Still play Xbox One. That's it.
What games do you have on Xbox One, and do you miss your 360?
I have my 360. I did have it hooked up. And well, I have my Xbox One in my bedroom, and I had the 360 in the living room hooked up. But I haven't played it in so long that it's just sitting there, and now most of the stuff is backwards compatible, so the thing is just kind of collecting dust, really.
Right, it's like we don't even need it anymore. Just kind of
yeah,
sad.
I mean, it's pretty much obsolete, and I'm assuming eventually I've figured by 2017 they'd have it, the server shut down, just cut it right off, because, I mean, it is getting pretty obsolete now, and most people are hopping on, you know, the next-gen console, so, I mean, it's still good to get the two free games. I mean, there's four free games a month, so, I mean, it's still good to have. I don't want to get rid of my 360 because I can't even tell you how many games I have on my 360 right now. So many. I mean, you know, it'd be just a shame to get rid of it. I want to work on my gamer score, so I'm just going to keep it, and I don't know. I say I'm going to hook it up, and I never do, and I need to hook it up and just, you know, get back on and play some of the older games and catch up on everything, because I'm just games I haven't played. There's games here I got on Xbox One that I haven't even played yet. So I have to kind of catch up with all that.
I'm disappointed. I bought the X1 that had the smallest memory.
Yeah.
Like, I have to keep on deleting games, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, I hate that. And there's not really much, like, I didn't buy this Xbox, like, my Xbox One was a birthday gift, so I didn't pick it out, so I got what I got, and I have an external hard drive, and I keep forgetting to try it out. Is it Dell? I bought it with my laptop, and I don't know if it's compatible, but I was going to try it out because it's like a terabyte, and you kind of really need that, especially
yeah.
with all the updates and DLC and everything else. I mean, games, they're so big now.
I know, they're crazy humongous. Oh, my God.
The size, I mean, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, just the size of the game, then that's not counting the DLC that's released, you know what I mean? Like, for games like Call of Duty, every so many months, there's, you know, they're always coming out with something else. You know, it's crazy.
Right.
I mean, you keep having to delete
like,
the games, right? Like, you can't even download games. You got to go delete them. And, I mean, it's just, it's a pain.
It's just like Fallout 4. It's like their DLC are so humongous. And ESO, they're like humongous. Like, I have to delete something just to download a DLC, really?
Yeah, I know.
And then I cry.
I don't know what PlayStation is like, what their situation is, but I don't know what their hard drive situation is like. Not like I'm going to switch over to PlayStation anytime soon. Not happening. I mean, if somebody gave me a PlayStation, you know, if they gave it to me, yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to buy one.
No, I have a lot of PlayStation friends, you know, and I love yous, but I can't deal with a controller.
I don't like it either. I didn't like it either, but I found placed like the dashboard for PlayStation 3, I find it just really confusing. It's not like PlayStation, it's not like Xbox. Like, it's totally like I babysat for my friend, and her husband is a PlayStation player. So anyway, we tried to watch a Blu-ray, and me and this little girl was like trying to figure out how to put on a Blu-ray and make a play on a PlayStation 3. Like, it's not like Xbox or what Xbox was. I mean, you just put the disc in and you just, you know, click the big square and you can play. I mean, what PlayStation 3 is just so ridiculous. Like, there's all these different things to scroll down and go through. It was really, it's just not very user-friendly, but I'm not used to it, so I just, you know, didn't like it. I find Xbox is pretty much user-friendly. I mean, anybody can pick, you know, get on an Xbox and, you know, find what they want and play. So much easier to use. It's easier to use, I find. And I know the controller is bigger, but I love the controller. I love it. Like, I couldn't see using a smaller controller. You know, and then I started on Nintendo, and I was only a little tiny square controller with, like, two buttons. And now I can't even play anything really small. I got to have a big, chunky controller.
When ruined. I started with the original Atari, it was a joystick and a button.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Let me tell you what. I could get on Space Invaders right now on Atari and womp my son's butt.
Hilarious. I would like to watch that. That's funny.
That boy,
you should
he can beat me in. He could beat me in any other game, but that one game. I hold the title, and I'm proud of it.
Clint listening right now? What's he doing?
I'm sure he is. He's in there, in his room with LOL.
Did you play much Star Trek after?
No, I ran and got some food. I was kind of hungry. And, I got me a mocha. You know how I am about my mocha. I'm, like, addicted.
I had I Pumpkin Spice is back now, and I, you know, Tim Hortons, right? You heard of that, right? Tim Hortons?
Yeah,
well, that's our coffee. That's our place, our coffee shop here, but they have pumpkin spice lattes now. And I had one on the way home today, and it was so gross. It was, I can't even describe it. It was just like burnt milk and like with a hint of spice. But it was like, it was like the worst latte I ever had. It was really bad. And it was like four something, like $4.27 or something for like a large latte. It was ridiculous.
And look, you brought it back.
No, I threw it down the sink.
Oh, wow. I'd have brought it back.
And the price of coffee has gone up here. It's $2.10 for a large coffee. $2.10
for crazy.
Coffee. Oh, my God. Brutal.
For my mocha, I paid $2.80.
Oh, my God. Is that like, I wonder, is that like what we have here? Is it, what we, when you say mocha, is that the one that's mixed with coffee? Is it coffee and hot chocolate, or is it like different?
It's espresso, chocolate syrup, hot milk. I'm not sure if they add coffee. But the espresso is like the coffee, straight up coffee beans.
Oh, I don't know if I've had espresso. I don't think I've had that.
Did you update the post on your page about the phone caller number?
I never post. I posted the link, but I didn't post a phone number, so I should do that now. While we are talking,
if anybody is listening, because I know it's been years since we've been on Blog Talk, but we had to bring it home for, you know, our 5th year anniversary, had to bring it home. The phone number here is area code 516-453-9381 if you want to call in and say hey. Again, the phone number is 516-453-9381, and there's a chat room that Lady Venom is watching. So, you know, you can, if you don't want to call in, you just want to chit chat on the in the text, go for it. We're here celebrating 5 years.
I hope someone calls or types or something. I like to interact with some of the fans.
I know,
if they will. So what do you think of Titanfall 2? Did you play the beta they had?
I did, and I liked it.
I forgot to play it.
I love you.
I forgot. I think everything with Battlefield was just taken over there for a while.
Yeah. I tried Battlefield, and I just couldn't...
You couldn't watch.
I couldn't get into it.
I like it. I know like me and you are like we're mostly COD players, so it's different. Like it's a different like play style. It's totally different. I loved it. I mean I love Battlefield. I mean I really enjoyed the beta. I mean the guns were awesome. It reminded me of, like, Call of Duty 2. Like, those kind of, you know, like, I mean, nothing like the crap that's in Call of Duty now. Those, you know, painting your gun and all this bull crap is not. It's not. Like, that's what's so good. That was what's good about it. Like, the equipment is good and the gameplay is really good. The mechanics are great. You know, the graphics were good. I mean... you know, it's just tough online, especially when you're not used to playing that kind of game and you're used to playing like a 6-on-6 or, you know. And
hey,
it's
lady,
long.
We have a caller.
Ooh.
Area code 703, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Mr. Voodoo Magic from Falls. Congratulations for your 5 years.
Hi, how you
Thank
doing?
You.
What's going on, guys? I'm listening to you. I'm at work, unfortunately, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, no doubt. I couldn't, you know, just sit back and not harass you guys. I mean, come on.
Are you working right now?
Yes, unfortunately, some of us have to work to pay bills to have electricity to play video games. So
and
I got to be Johnny responsible for 8 hours.
You're going to tell me you play Xbox?
Yes, of course I play Xbox.
Okay.
Come on.
Might have to disconnect the call if you said PlayStation.
Oh, I'm hurt.
No.
That is
so
long,
where are you located to?
I am located in the heartland of Florida, where it's about 90,000 degrees right now.
Oh, well, I'm in Canada. It's cold.
Well, if you ever come down to Florida, let me tell you, don't bring pants, don't bring long-sleeve shirts, don't bring hats. Forget all that crap. You got to come down with sandals, sunscreen, sunglasses, and an appetite for just frosted drinks with little umbrellas on them. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And crocodiles.
Oh, come on. They're harmless.
I love reptiles. I've been to Florida 3 times, actually. And I love it.
All right.
It's the only place I've ever, the only American place I've ever traveled to.
Really?
And my aunt, she goes down there. She spends the winters down there. She got a place in, where is she to? I forget now off the top of my head. She stays down there in the winters. Anyway, and
so
I loved it.
One of those snowbirds that comes down here and drives like 5 miles under the speed limit and hates everybody?
Probably.
Okay, right on. Cool. Yeah, whatever.
That big Cadillac.
Oh, even better. I love it. It's hogged the entire road. That's cool.
Back
no
in the
problem.
Day, that's what people used to do. Like, I live on the east coast of Canada, but that's what a lot of people used to do. They used to actually travel to Florida, and they used to buy these big Cadillacs, and then they'd drive it across America and come home with them, and that was a thing, right?
I'm sure back then a Cadillac cost, let's say $12,000 maybe for a nice one. Now, not even close. No way.
No.
So anyway, I was playing the new Battlefield beta that was out. Now, originally, the last radio show that I was in here, we were talking about Call of Duty versus Battlefield. And
yes.
I've been a Call of Duty fan for like ever. And not really hating on Battlefield, but the multiplayer wasn't for me. It was kind of slow and huge maps. I was more of a run-and-gun fast guy. But honestly, when the beta came out, I'd enjoyed it. And when I seen the multiplayer for the new upcoming COD, I was saddened. Nothing excited me about it. Nothing.
No, I didn't. This is the first year I didn't pre-order Call of Duty. I've been playing Call of Duties. I played the first one on PC. And then Call of Duty 2, I started on Xbox. But, I've been playing for a long time, and I've always done midnight releases. Every year, I've never missed it. And this year, I do not have it pre-ordered. I actually pre-ordered Battlefield and Gears of War. But I'm passing on Call of Duty this year.
So
and
you
that's
and
first
me
for
are
me.
In the same boat, yes. I mean, and that saddens me because I've always been, head deep into Call of Duty also, with the midnight releases, with the swag bags, working with Boss, under COD pages. And this year, I'm not even considering buying it. I mean, I've seen the campaign, I've seen the multiplayer, and nothing, absolutely nothing, made me excited about it.
That's what I liked about Battlefield. Like that beta, it was like me and Lady were talking about it earlier. Like it was a hard adjustment for me because I always played Call of Duty, so I wasn't used to the big maps and the like so many players. And it's not like a small group of people, and you can kind of coordinate what you're doing. And I mean, everyone's just doing their own thing, and you're spawning out in the middle of nowhere. And I found the games were like 30 minutes. It was just long. But I love the guns. Like, I love, like, the weapons and, like, everything they have. I mean, I wish Call of Duty would kind of do more of that this time and not focus so much on, you know, bringing back old maps or custom, you know, let's be realistic. We're not customizing ourselves in real life or in any combat at all. I mean, you're not putting camo, like pink camo on your gun. And I mean, I think they should, you know what I mean? Like,
that's what I liked about
Battlefield.
I lost more respect on the latest COD at the end of every match when you got the whip, the nay-nay, the bunny hop. I mean, I'm like, dude, this is warfare. Why are you acting like a 12-year-old afterwards? I mean, it takes you away from the virtual reality of what a first-person shooter is, and then you incorporate this shenanigans that you're just like, okay, that's stupid. That is completely horrible. I hate it now.
Yeah, shenanigans is definitely appropriate for that. But I'm getting Gears. Have you ever played Gears?
I played it, and that's one of those games that I don't own, but I have played a lot of it. I wasn't really a huge fan of the multiplayer on there because, once again, it wasn't my forte. The controllers were kind of awkward. But the storyline is awesome, and when you and a friend hop on there and you two start, you know, hammering at it, even better. But I don't think it's one of those titles that I'm going to drop $60 on, honestly, in
It's tough to know what to be buying. I mean, there's not a lot of options. And, I mean, I'm just sick of Call of Duty. I'm sick of the same thing every year. I don't know. I'm just sick of the same thing over and over again. I just want something different, something that can catch my attention, something that's fun. And it's hard to find that.
The only thing that's going to draw me back to Call of Duty is if they get smart and release the remastered by itself. Not that I have to spend $70 on a bundle pack with the new Call of Duty just to play the, you know, old one.
Right.
If they release the old one by itself, then hell yeah, I'll pick it up. Because honestly, right now the market is washed with Halo, with anyway, all the first-person shooters that involve laser guns and anti-gravity boots and wall running, there is a flood in the market right now with all that. So Battlefield is the only one where you can come back to the old, you know, bang-style weapons with gunpowder, you know, engines with tops and tanks instead of stuff that I can relate to. Like, laser. You know, I was in the Army for 8 years. I fired guns for 8 years. I cannot relate to firing a laser, an anti-gravity gun, running on walls. You know, so it's like, okay, yeah, it's fun, but no.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting bored with gaming, but I'm just wondering, like, when they're going to create something that's a little more realistic. I mean, I like some of those games sometimes, but, like, if I'm playing, that's what I liked about Battlefield, because it seemed, like, more authentic to me, and the guns and the equipment and dropping ammo and, you know, like, that to me felt, you know, like, you felt like you're so involved in the game, you know what I mean?
Like, yes. Well, it's like,
if that makes any sense.
Like, you kind of have to be involved in the game, because that's one of those games that you can't play by yourself and not talk to anybody, because you will get steamrolled right and left. You got to have, you know, tactics. You got to move from cover to cover. You have to talk to people, work as a team. That is the only way you're going to actually, you know, capture points, you know, headshots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're just going to go out there and run and gun, then you're just going to get mowed down by anybody, especially those freaking snipers that hide at the edge of the map that I hate.
And I hate that. Why do people just spawn in for a 30-minute game and sit at one point and just hope to pick someone off? Like, that really annoys me.
The answer to that is because they weren't hugged. When they were small and they were a child, they were never hugged.
Oh,
so they isolate themselves from society by hiding in the edge of the map, and they have no friends or nobody to talk to, so they just hide up there and hate on everybody.
I gotta be on, like, I like being on the move. Like, I'm like a run and gun kind of person too. Like, I like doing, like, for Call of Duty, I like doing like domination and stuff, and I love getting the objective and defending objectives, and I like to be, you know, more involved that way. I don't know how people can just sit there and just snipe and or just sit there. I mean, how can you? It's just so, I don't know.
I mean, I've been in some altered state of minds where I don't want to run around and I just want to sit there and enjoy the ambience, you know. But I can't say that that's what I'm going to spend $50 on, is just to hide in the corner.
Yeah. Oh, I hope the campaign is going to be good. I'm really looking forward to playing the campaign, because, I mean, I find Battlefield, like, all their campaigns are really good.
Yes, I do have
and
to
it's
agree
something,
with that.
You know, like, it's something you enjoy, and it's, you know, and it's not like Call of Duty, and I don't know. I think I'm totally hopping on the Battlefield train this year. I don't know what I'm going to be like online or how much I'm going to play or how good I'm going to be, but,
you know,
need to switch it up, right?
Well, but the thing with those types of games is the more you play, the better you are at them. You know, you start learning the environment, the sweet spots, the high avenue of approaches, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, I'm like I said before, I'm used to a run and gun, and I have to get out of that mentality when I'm going to play Battlefield, because I've tried it. Like, you know, I'm going to be an army of one, and I charge in, and I get sniped, I get ran over, a horse comes and teabags me.
killed off a horse. Well, I just don't understand. I get killed so many times by people on horses, and then when I try to get on a horse and do it, I can't even come close to doing anything.
Yeah, so just practice, and eventually you'll be the one jumping on people's heads and shit. That's what it is. But anyway,
if
guys,
I don't
listen,
rage quit, I'll get good at it. Good at it, I hope. But
again, guys, congratulations on 5 years. You guys are doing an outstanding job out there. So rock on. I have to go
Thank
back
you.
To work and make some more money.
Thank you so much.
But, hey, radio is on. All right, guys?
Thank you. So nice to talk
Thank
to
you.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Mom.
He's cool.
That was so nice of him.
What a sweetie.
He is. I enjoyed it when he came on the show and he was talking with us about Battlefield versus COD.
It's a tough battle right now. They're really battling it out. I mean, it's... But I just don't know, like, with all the issues we had with Call of Duty, like, Black Ops, like, I mean, just the servers and not being able to connect, and, I mean, why are you going to spend the money and buy this game and then get home and you can't even play with your friends anyway, or you're kicked out of, you know what I mean? Like, at least Battlefield, their servers are better and they're dedicated and there's, you know, I mean, there's no issues like there is with Call of Duty.
And you can even rent your own servers.
That's awesome. Like, they really need to do something like that for Call of Duty. I don't know why they don't. It's not like they don't know that there's issues.
They would make more money if they did something like that, for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the kids, it's just, what if it seems like that the audience for these games are getting younger and younger and younger, and a lot of this stuff just seems to be appealing to younger kids, you know, like all this, you know, hoopla in the games and all the customization and, you know, the alien zombies and all this stuff they're coming up. Like, to me, that's just appealing to the younger kids. What about the dedicated Call of Duty players that's been with you for like 12 years now, you know?
I know, right? You know, I am an original zombie. Like, that's all I want to play is zombies. I'm an original zombie, right? Original Call of Duty. Alien thing that they got now, I'm like, oh, really? Okay, sure. I'll come and play, but I can only be on for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's boring. It's like, no.
Yeah, I'm not liking the direction they're going in.
Give me my original Black Ops, my original Modern Warfare, my original zombies, you know. Give me a different town. I'm out in the desert, you know, no place to hide. Just give me something where I'm not jumping on a wall and somebody's coming and attacking me from the sky, and I'll be happy.
But and I want new maps. I don't want them to be bringing back old maps or, you know, redoing old maps. Like, there's so many different things that they could do creatively. And I don't know, like, who's making this game? Like, what are you doing? Like, is there a bunch of, like, you know, robots, you know?
Come on.
I mean, like, who's making these games? I mean, come on, get your crap together.
It has to be, they had to hire a bunch of morons to keep on giving us renaming the map, but yet it's the same map that we just had last year and 2 years ago. Okay, keep on giving me Nuketown. I love Nuketown, whatever. But when you give me a brand new map that has a brand new layout without anything similar to the range.
That's the worst thing about these maps now, like, especially Nuketown. I mean, we've played it so many times. Like, people know everything about this map now. They know the points. They know the spot, like, where they spawn. They know when they spawn. They know every glitch, every place to hide. I mean, like, it's, I don't know. I just would like to have a little more challenge, something different, maybe, you know, some different kinds of maps. I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to trying out Battlefield, though, to see what other maps they have. Like, they had the only map they had in the beta was, like, was it called was it Sinai? It was, like, you know, like, deserty. And then they have, like, sandstorms. And, I mean, it was so, like, interactive like that. It made it really, like, you know, tough because there's points. Like, parts in the game where, like, you're playing and there's a sandstorm and, you know, you can't do anything. Like, it's exciting like that. And you don't get that
right.
With Call of Duty anymore. You don't get that with Call of Duty anymore. It's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, Call of Duty's coming out. Oh, well, yeah, we'll get a Nuketown and, oh, it'll be, you know, customization for your gun. And, oh, you can, you know, make your, you know, emblems. And I don't know. I'm just kind of over that now.
I am big on the emblems, though.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, the Black Ops is what I look forward to. That and zombies. The original zombies.
Yeah.
Lady, do you have the call-out pulled up?
I do. Did you want me to do the thank yous?
Yes, if you would, please.
All right. Let me get it loaded up here. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who has supported me and Lady along the way. I have a few people to thank that have shared us and supported us. And if you're listening, thank you so much. And you can go to my page right now, and I have every page listed. You can click on them and check them out. But I'd like to say thank you to Joe from Geeky Gamers Unite, Intergalactic Geek Alliance, MeisterCon, Mythical World of Furies, Damn Zombies, The House of Marvel, Raven DC Comics, Xbox, Boz Playas, and iFlashBang, your boyfriend. Thank you for sharing our show and supporting us, and it's really appreciated.
And I think we also have Geeky Gamers United.
Yes, I said that. That was the first one, I think. Well, yeah, Geeky Gamers Unite, yeah.
So, Joe, you should be happy you got, like, a Sicilian coming
up. And Jackie from Damn Zombies, Ernie from House of Marvel, Kat, did I leave anybody out? I don't think so. Let me see. And Keegan, yes, thank you, Keegan. He is the owner of Raven, of Raven DC Comics. But if
and
you go
Michael,
on my page
I'm
right now, you'll see him. Sorry?
And Michael, I'm not trying to pronounce his last name, but he's the one of the co-owners of the Intergalactic League Alliance.
And thank you to Michael from IGA.
And Mike Wall from
that
one with him. Yes.
I think I'm pronouncing it right. I might not be, but it might be. I think it's MeisterCon. That's what I'm going to stick to. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I know he's been supporting me for 5 years, and 5 years I've never been able to pronounce that page. Long and back. Yeah. You know my old tongue can't do twisters.
Have you heard anything from Jennifer lately, the cosplayer? Or is it Jennifer
Carious?
Yeah. I wonder what she's been up to.
No, I haven't, sadly. I do know Sky Blue is doing good, but
is he taking off? Like, is he getting some followers now with his music?
Yeah, he's got almost 4,000 on his page.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's got a lot of the followers are from the Asian, like Vietnamese and Japan and.
Wow, that's awesome.
Over there. And I'm really proud of him. And hopefully by the time we air on the 25th, because we have a really big show on the 25th coming up, we'll have a video. I don't know if I can upload a video. We'll have music.
Is he going to be live?
No.
Oh, I was going to say,
he created a song for the show, and we'll be able to play it before we air and after we air.
Awesome.
So,
I guess
I
might
have to pop in
for this show then.
Because on the 25th, we are having Richard Apcar and Elaine Stern Apcar, his wife, on, and they are voice actors for Mortal Kombat and, Mortal Kombat, Final Fantasy. And Richard has done the Joker for the majority of the video games.
Wow.
Plus,
that's going to be awesome.
Right? But Elaine is the co-director of Star Wars for the Navajo Nation.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's going to be a good show.
It should. It's September 25th at 9 p.m. I believe it's 9 p.m. our time, Eastern.
That's going to be good.
Let me double check.
That is going to be another must listen.
Okay, I didn't. Good me, I didn't make the episode link yet. And I'm the smartest person ever.
So there's no one in the chat, huh? No one wants to talk to me?
Don't forget, everybody, if you're listening and you want to chit-chat, the phone number for our studio is area code 516-453-9381. Please call in, say hi, come and join our 5th anniversary. We'd love to hear from you.
Or chat in the, you can also chat in the live chat as well. If you don't want to, you know, call in, or if you're shy, or if there's anything you want to know or ask us ladies, it's a good time to do it now while we're both here.
But that show for the 25th is at 9 p.m., most definitely.
Nine.
I just looked at the message I did with Richard, Mr. F. Carr. And I'm looking at his page on Facebook.
Yeah.
He was the ghost in the shell. And, you know, these are Japanese names. We already know my tongue doesn't do all these roller coasters. So
you need a translator.
But yeah, most definitely. It's Batu? B-A-T-O-U?
Fatel? Fatel, maybe?
It could be. He did Kingdom Heart and some.
All right.
Hanort?
Right.
Oh, my God. But Final Fantasy, and it's the one with the XIV.
Right,
see
that.
No,
okay.
No.
Yeah,
there's a lot of
Final Fantasy games.
He was Gaius von Baszler. He did the Joker in Injustice Gods Among Us, Infinite Crisis, and MK versus DC Universe.
Oh, wow.
Damn, he even did Transformers. He was Skywarp.
Was he really? I'm on it now. I can't
believe.
That's awesome that he, like, the Joker's so cool. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm just looking at it now. Yeah, he did Skywarp, too. That's so cool. I just see
right
on the bottom he's been in Star Wars, Skyrim, X-Men. I see Netero, Saints Row. Let's see what else that I, World of Warcraft, League of Legends. Call of Duty, StarCraft. Wow, this is going to be a good show. If anyone's listening, he's Raiden in Mortal Kombat. Are you serious? That is awesome. That is too cool. I'm liking this page right now. That is awesome. That's going to be a really good show. That's going to be something to look forward to at the end of the month.
His wife is just as amazing. Elaine. And I think I'm saying it right. It's E-L-L-Y-N.
That must be such a dream job. Husband and wife,
I know,
like,
right?
Voice and video game characters. Like, does he have a brother? Like, oh my God. Can you imagine? Like, how happy are these people? I mean, like, oh my God.
And I had the pleasure 2 years ago of meeting them. They were at a convention that I was working at, and I interviewed them. Well, I made my daughter interview them. We did a live interview right there, and they are the politest, most considerate people.
I like people like
that,
like down-to-earth, friendly people.
Yeah, and like, you know, I had a little cough, and they were both looking through their stuff, trying to find me something for my cough.
Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, my God.
So
you basically
got a cough drop from the Joker?
Yeah.
That's so cool. That's so cool. I wish we had like that kind of thing here where I am, like more of a convention thing. Like we only have like a sci-fi con like once a year, and it's, you know, it's not really like a big deal here. It's not, you know, I really wish that I was closer. Even if I was like in Toronto, at least I'd be able to dress up and actually participate more. And, you know, I really wish we had some more of that kind of stuff here where I live. I love it so much. I mean, even just cosplay and everything. Everyone always asks, are you going to do cosplay? You should do cosplay, you know. Where am I going to get dressed up and go where? I don't know where to go if I dressed up. I go to the comic book store. We have like this. What'd you say?
Come here. Come move in with me.
Yeah, I wish. I wish it was that easy.
Comic-Con.
I know, like, man, well, I wouldn't go to the anime one with you, though. I don't know if I'd... I don't know if I'm good enough for the anime one, because I don't really know too much about anime. But I'd just like to go to one just to even experience it, you know?
They got a lot of video gamers that go to the anime, too.
Yeah. I'd like to just go for the experience, just to even just to see, like, I mean, there's so many people you can meet. Like, I mean, you don't know who you'd run into, for one. I mean, you could be running into anyone famous. And the costumes, I mean, I really wish that we had stuff like that here. I mean, our comic book store, I wouldn't even call it a comic book store, because, you know, to me, a comic book store is walking in and there's nothing but comics. And if it's, you know what I mean? Like, for here, it's more figurines and, you know, like little, like figurines, accessories, and hardcover books. And, you know, there's, I mean, you're not going to be able to go in there and get, like, an old Ninja Turtles, comic from the 90s. I'm just, like, stuttering here, but... You know, like our comic book store is so piss poor here. It's not, you know, it's not, you wouldn't be able to go and find any good comics there. You know what I mean? It's just mainstream, as I would call it.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. This is one comic store in North New York. And it's, like, really, really small, and it's, like, blah when you look at it. I had better luck running into an antique store and finding a comic book than I do. And actually getting what I want than I do at this comic store.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's you know, I mean, especially if you want to, like to read all the older stuff, like if you want to go back, like classic comics, like I like stuff in 80s, 90s. Like, I mean, I grew up in the 80s, 90s. I like that kind of stuff. And you just can't get it anymore. You're just not here anyway. Like, that's something you have to get on eBay or Amazon. And, you know, it's not like the comic book store at the Big Bang Theory, you know, with all his comics and stuff. And then some of those figures are like $300. Like, they have, there was one of like Nurse Harley, and it was like $299. It's like $300 for just the figure. I mean, I love Harley. I mean, yes, but I'm not going to drop $300 for, you know, her, you know, a little figure dressed, you know, like, I can get over the price of that stuff, and people buy it. Like, you know, like the bobbleheads and, you know, the pop dolls. And, I mean, that's, people are still buying that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, you want to go in a comic book store, you're hoping to find some, like, classic finds or, you know, some old Spider-Mans or something, you know. I love Ninja Turtles. Their comics are good.
At this store that I went into, they had... Star Wars books. Not just comics, but books.
Is this a softcover books?
No, hardcover.
Really?
I think
in a hardcover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy.
And they only wanted like $10 and $20 for these books.
Really?
And then
I've only seen the start. Like I've only seen them in the paperback. I haven't seen them in hardcover. I know they have a series in paperback, but I mean I didn't even know that.
I believe there was one book that was in hardcover, and it was like $20.
Wow, that's cool. That'd be a nice set to have.
I know, right? Even if I got that one, I would be like in seventh heaven.
Right. Yeah, but I see. I don't know if I read it. Then I might have to just put it in plastic and keep it. That's right. Well, yeah, I have comics here. Like I have Ninja Turtles, and I even got Ren and Stimpy comics. Like Ren and Stimpy, and they're in like the cellophane packages. I never ever read them. I just collected over years and just never ever like unwrapped them. Not like I don't know. I doubt Ren and Stimpy comics would be worth anything.
You never know. Is the writer still alive? Because that's what ups a lot of the stuff, the values, is
right.
If the writers are alive or not.
Right.
We've got an hour or so left in the show, and we can cut it sooner if you need to. I didn't know how long to make it.
Yeah, you
want to
clue it up?
Oh, no. I was just letting you know, and the viewers know. And I was also going to, you know, read out the phone number again. It's area code 516-453-9381. If anybody does want to call in again, you know, feel free to call in, chit-chat. We got a lovely lady here, Lady Venom. And,
two girls, one show.
That's what I should have named it, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
You got to change it to two girls, one show. That's it. Or maybe I'll have to do it.
One more shout out. I've got she said she was going to do it for free, but I want to. Do you remember Buffy's page name?
I love Batman. She got Hot Wheels, Enslaved in My Darkness.
Yeah, she just messaged me and said that she was going to give us a share.
She got I Love Batman, Enslaved in My Darkness, Hot Wheels, and I know she amends for a bunch others. I can't think of it offhand, but I do know she does them in for some other pages as well, but I can see it in my mind, but I can't tell you what it is offhand.
That's the one that she owns is fine.
I Love Batman, Enslaved in My Darkness. And Hot Wheels is a car page. It's really cool, too. She had some really good pages, too. There's a lot of great pages on Facebook.
This
the best
so
thing
true.
About it.
Now, you were with us a couple of times when we had Michael J. Dorsey on, right?
Yes. Once, I think, one of his book releases one time, I believe. I can't remember now. I remember it was a science fiction-y kind of book. I was there for one show with him. Yes, I do remember that.
A Chronicle Life of a Ghost?
Right, yeah.
Life of a Ghost.
Right, yeah.
I'm trying to I now live in the same state that he's in, but he's like 4.5-5 hour drive.
So, oh yeah.
But I want to go and see him in person.
Well, that'd be nice.
Because he's such an amazing person, yeah.
So he's in New York as well?
Yep.
Oh, my
God. He's in Yonkers, New York.
Cool.
Which isn't really that far away from Canada, you know.
He's probably closer to come to me. Yeah, well, I'm right out there on the East Coast, so if I hop in a boat, I could probably be over to, like, New Jersey. Stop in the New Jersey Shores.
That would be closer to me.
Yeah. If travel wasn't so expensive.
Right. And tomorrow night, you know Vance Majors, right? Yes, from the Promenade group.
I'm not sure. It sounds familiar.
Well, he'll be on tomorrow night.
That's
We're doing
good.
An interview with him.
Well, that'll be another one.
He's
to
an
check
actor.
Out.
He's an actor and a director. And he's
oh,
doing
he directs
Inside
too?
Right now.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
He's doing a YouTube movie series. One of the movies is called Dead Inside. The one that he is the director of, I believe he's the director, is it's a Star Trek fan base movie called Melbourne Teaser. No, Melbourne. He sent me the teaser trailer, so that's why I said teaser, my bad. And then also another one, it's also a Star Trek fan-based movie. It's called Pen Pals.
Pen Pals. I'm just trying to look it up now. See if I can get any info on them. Is there anybody in the chat? No. I was hoping someone was going to, like, come into the chat.
I had to leave the studio for a second so I could pull up his show info. But that's tomorrow night at 9 as well.
Is that 9
and,
your time?
Yes. And my time.
Oh, okay.
I've already got it scheduled on your page.
Did you say you scheduled it in online?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And Bill, Roger, and I believe Travis will be interviewing him tomorrow night because Joe got called out on emergency, family emergency, but
aww,
he's out of town, which I hope all is well with his auntie.
Right. Well, lots of thoughts and prayers going out tonight.
Right. Thank you. I'll let him know. So, you know, I might buy Call of Duty just for the simple fact of the storyline, the campaign?
I don't know if I can do that, but I don't know. I don't know. If I can't commit to it. Definitely going to be
That's
on Battlefield in gear, so.
It's the only reason why I buy Battlefield is because of the campaign, and then I give it to my son.
Hmm.
because he loves Battlefield. But
I thought the Battlefield campaigns are way better than Call of Duty campaigns.
You think so?
That's just me.
I don't know. I'm like torn in between.
Well, I'm not buying it. There's no way I'm buying this. No way. I can't spend the money on it.
I probably should save mine. Are you going to get the new Destiny?
Oh, God. I don't know. I really didn't play much of Destiny at all. Like, I played a couple of games online, and no one was playing it at the time. And I got rid of it.
Well, I heard that the new one was supposed to be better. I really don't know if I want to waste my money on Destiny, though.
But it was. But the thing about Destiny for me was it was just like Halo. It was, you know, it was kind of like a cross between Call of Duty and Halo. And this, I don't know. I'm just looking for something different. I don't know what more different I could want, but something that I haven't already played a million times before. But I guess it seems like they're running out of ideas for games.
They're most definitely running out of ideals.
I mean, you know, I mean, how many more Call of Duties are they going to have? I mean,
I honestly don't think they'll be doing a lot more.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they can't shag it up like they've already done. I mean, I'd like to see them go back to, like, classic Call of Duty with no... You know, maybe even something without... I mean, I don't mind even having perks or whatever, but, I mean, even if they took that away, and kill streaks and stuff, and just, you know... I don't know.
Give me the old Call of Duty and let me be able to create a female that looks like a female. Not has all of these... a female man. No. No. Let me have a cute gamey female, because there's cute gamey females that are in the service, okay?
Yeah, I really wish we could have more female characters. Need more options.
Give me a real
like
gun. Well, not a real gun, but, you know, an AK-47 in the game, and let me go to town.
Yeah. I like AK-47s. Well, they're illegal here, but I have a Russian SKS. It's older than the AK-47, and it's hella fun to shoot in real life, and it's got this, like, big banana clip, and it's so fun to shoot, and I mean, when you're just, like, you're playing Call of Duty, it's so cool, like, but yeah, I like those older guns, so I'd like, you know, see more of those come back. That's why I'm looking forward to Battlefield. At least it's more authentic.
Yeah, the
weapons, you know.
The guns in the Battlefield 1 beta, that's what they reminded me of, the Modern Warfare 2, well, not Modern Warfare, but the type of the Civil War type, not Civil War. World War II.
Some of those rifles
hello,
are...
dude. I hate it when you have a brain fart. Yeah, that's what they reminded me of the older make guns.
Yeah, those old rifles. And it's so funny because, like, I know, like, the M1 Garand, we have one, and it's, like, I can barely lift it to shoot it. Like, it's so heavy. You know, can you imagine, like, carrying that, like, in the, like, war? Like, they had so much to carry. And the gun, like, for me... It's so heavy and hard, like, it's so hard to shoot, like, you know, and then you play in Call of Duty and people are going around no-scoping with a sniper rifle. It's so unrealistic because, I mean, snipers don't really go around, like, no-scoping with their rifles.
I had to turn off my X1 during the beta for Battlefield 1 for the simple fact I got no scouts in Battlefield. I was like, no. Done. The end.
Goodbye.
And I know them. Huh?
No, I was saying, like, yeah. Goodbye to that.
Yeah, those cards should never be able to quit. To no scope or quick scope. It's like scope that. Thank God I'm not on here. What? No, I'm on here, but I'm not video. No, I'm so sad. Mm-hmm.
No one in chat. I was hoping, some fans would call in or chat.
Well, they're probably used to the YouTube, and, like, there's no way for me to tell YouTube that we're here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, like, I suppose I'm going to have to try and rebuild an audience again, like I did when I first left Blog Talk, which really
right.
hurt because, like, I had 35,000 listeners. I should have never listened to Kenny. This site is expensive because for only 2 hours a day, when to use it, you're screwed.
Right.
And it's $40 a month. And then they don't even give you an 800 number that can be used international.
Oh, yeah.
So you're paying for this 800 number and you're screwed. Yeah, let's change this up just before I curse at Blog Talk Radio.
They might cut us off.
Right?
They might. You never know.
Like, how dare you use my site? You use my site and you put me down. And still, if you're listening and you know how and you want free advertisement, you don't mind working for free as for advertisement, we are still always looking for somebody to build us a site. Someday it will make money, and someday you will be a millionaire. Just hit up me up at Game with Geek Radio, Facebook. Oh, you know what? I should tell everybody where to find us, huh?
Maybe. Might help.
I'm slow. I'm old. I'm 50 this year. I'm old. I'm as old as Star Trek.
Oh, my God.
I'm allowed to be slow. I know, right? How awesome is that?
Pretty awesome.
And I am as old as Star Trek, and I'm not happy about it. if you guys want to check out my co-host for the evening, her Facebook page is Lady Venom Lair. And you have a Twitter, right? Or
yeah, I don't. I don't use it though. I did a long time ago, and I just stopped posting on it because it's like Facebook, you can schedule your post, and like with Twitter, you gotta be kind of be doing it all the time, and I'm just like, oh, I'm bored.
Right.
I get bored. I don't do any much social media anymore. Like, I'm just Facebook. I don't Instagram. I don't Twitter. I don't Twatter. I don't do nothing. I'm just Facebook.
I'm not going to repeat that last one.
What?
Oh, my God. The last word you said.
I know. I'm sorry. It kind of slipped out. Maybe no one noticed.
I love
you. You noticed, of course. Of everything I said, that's the only thing you'll remember from the show.
Probably.
Guess what? Venom sit on air. What? What
you
has
also
been
find
like?
Lady Venom.
What'd you say?
Say what?
What did you say?
I was also letting them know that they can also find you on Xbox Live Facebook group.
Xbox Live. Yeah, we're getting, we're building some fans there. We're getting up, let's see, we got 41,680 members. And we're getting up there.
Wow. That is awesome. And how big is your page now?
125,000.
How amazing
hard to believe.
Is that?
Like, hard to believe, like, you know, like 5 years ago, and now it's like 5 years later. Like, look how much, like, just like Facebook page has grown, and the show and the groups, like, come a long way.
Be like, where are they now?
I'm
now,
right here. I'm in the future. Because it's almost quarter to eight where I live, so.
That's right. You are in the future. How is the future?
I actually am. The future, cold.
I don't like
no,
the future.
Actually, it's actually, well, starting to get a little, like, the sun is going down, and it was kind of raining off and on all day, but it seems to be stopped. So it's shaping up to be a decent night, but apparently we're going to have a bad winter here, which is, I guess, nothing new for living in Newfoundland, but we're supposed to get a lot of snow and stuff, so. And our summer was crap. Like, we, you know, had a lot of rain and wind, and, I mean, it wasn't, like, a lot of hot days. Like, I mean, we never got in the high 70s. Maybe, like, a couple of days we had some, you know, humidity or whatever, but I mean, our temperature really never went over, like, 80 degrees. So,
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So if you like cold weather, come to Newfoundland, come to Canada. Free health care, cold, you know. Like, I've had my heat on. Like, I had my heat on in August. Like, there was, a day we had to actually have heat on. So. Oh, my leg.
Wow. That's...
Yeah.
You know, last month, it got kind of chilly. And now it's September's here, and it's kind of warm again. I'm like,
really?
New York,
oh.
You got some blue.
Yeah, I find
it was not warm, but muggy.
Yeah. That's what it's been like here, too. It's rain, and then it's cold, and it gets, like, really humid and muggy, and it's almost like it's going to thunder and lightning, but it never does.
Right.
But our weather is just, yeah, I would just, like, compare us to, like, New York and Boston, that kind of, I mean, we're all on the East Coast, really, so not much difference,
right.
Really.
I'm taking care of my daughter's dog while she travels.
Where is she, too?
The poor thing is, right now she's back in North Carolina, but she was in New Mexico.
Okay.
And she was in Kansas.
Oh.
But her dog, I feel so sorry for it because it's afraid of thunder. Like,
oh.
It hears thunder and its whole body just shakes and she comes running at you. And she just sits there and whines and looks at you like, I'm going to pick you up, right? No, I'm not. No.
We should get her one of those
dog.
Thunder vests or something.
A what?
There's a thing you can get for dogs. I think it's called a thunder vest. But it's like, you know, you wrap it around the dog. The dog wears it kind of like a little coat, and it hugs them, and it's, like, supposed to calm them down, like, with that kind of stuff, like fireworks and thunder. It's supposed to, like, put pressure or whatever, and it kind of, you know, helps them.
It is also. I need to go and look for that because this is a medium-sized dog. She weighs, like, maybe 30 pounds, and she wants to be picked up. no.
Yeah, you should check it. Like, if you have, like, PetSmart or whatever, they would have them usually. If you have a PetSmart, they're usually, like, around the front caches. Because, like, my cats are the same way with thunder and fireworks and everything. Every little sound, you know, they're freaking out. And, you know, well, I'm not putting a vest on my cat. I mean, I've dressed my cat up as other things, but I'm not going to put, like, a thunder vest on him.
Have you dressed her up as Hello Kitty yet?
What'd you say, sorry?
Have you dressed her up as Hello Kitty?
No, I don't have a Hello Kitty suit. I haven't found one.
Oh,
we've got to
find
one. I haven't found any. Last year they had, was it Wonder Woman? And they had, like, a bunch of superhero stuff at PetSmart. But I haven't come across a Hello Kitty suit. And I mean, I could buy one online, but, I mean, I dress my cats up, and they hate being dressed up, you know what I mean? They'll just tear the costume off. So, I mean, it's pointless to do, right? So, they're not like dogs. You can't be like, hey, sit and relax, you know, like they're not like that. So, not very cooperative.
We're
going to
find you a Hello Kitty so you can at least take one picture of them dressed up like that.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't already done something like that. That's strange for me.
I know, right? You think?
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I dress myself up like as Hello Kitty, like my Hello Kitty hats and everything, and you know. But no, I've never done that for my cats, which is really strange for me. But I never know, right? October's coming,
right?
So geez, it'll be Halloween right before your eyes.
There you go, our lady. We should go in the basement together, making Hello Kitty for our kitty cat.
That's funny.
I bet you we'd be rich off of that too.
What'd you say?
I bet you we'd be get really rich off of that, because you know how many Hello Kitty fans there are.
Right.
I'd be like,
definitely.
Oh my god, I'm buying cats. Put that on it.
So do you have any plans for tonight?
Sleep. Yeah, it's weird. I'm trying to quit smoking, right? And I'm doing really, really, really good. Like, I only had 3 cigarettes yesterday, and so far I've only had 8 cigarettes a day that I bummed off in somebody. So I'm not even buying them. I'm just smoking. But I've been sleeping more.
Oh.
I'm not waking up in the middle of the night coughing. So
oh, that's good, though.
When I go to bed, I'm actually sleeping 9 to 11 hours instead of my normal 4 to 6.
Oh, okay.
And taking a nap. I'm like, catching up in the past 34 years of my life non-sleeping.
Right.
And I feel so sorry for Brandy, because, like, I heard her, I think, about 5, 6 o'clock this morning. She was whining. I was like, oh, get away from me. And I rolled over and went back to sleep. I woke up at 9-something this morning, and she tore at my, you know, that little wood frame around the doors?
Yeah.
She was tearing that off because she had to go to the bathroom so bad. And I felt really bad. I couldn't even yell at her because it was my fault, because I couldn't wake up.
See, if you had a cat,
like,
just go in the litter box.
Right?
Well, you probably can train. Like, I know small dogs can use, like, the training pads and stuff, and they'll go in the house, so that's pretty cool.
I don't think she would even if I tried.
Yeah, you probably, I'd say that's something you'd have to do when they're young. You know.
More than likely.
Just to try to get him into the habit of it.
Right. Let me go ahead and tell everybody where they can find Game of Geeks at, besides Facebook, which is Game of Geek Radio. We have Twitter. I believe it's all caps at Game of Geek Radio. And we have Instagram, which I believe is Gamers Geek underscore, no, gamers underscore geek underscore radio underscore show. And then we have Twitch, which is all caps, gamers underscore geek underscore radio underscore show. And then we have Splatoon, but I don't do much with much on the list. That's, you know, it's just there.
Yeah.
And, like, I tried to do a lot of stuff with it, but I never got more than 5 followers, maybe 11. I was like, eh, okay, bye.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Facebook is, like the most popular one. Seems to be everyone's on Facebook.
It's irritating. I hate everything that Facebook is doing right now. They're rearranging and making it harder for page owners, which, you know, a lot of page owners are business owners, which they're making it harder to get the business out.
Right.
Facebook wants to be paid. Well, fudge you, I'm not paying you.
Right.
Wait, I've got 2 people already shared besides you sharing the show tomorrow night.
Nice.
Bobby Mask is sharing us, and Jamal Baraka is sharing us.
That's good.
Right? I'm so happy. There are a lot of good people out there.
There is.
So have you been
there's
playing?
A lot of good ones, and there's a lot of bad ones, there's shady ones. You just got to weed out the good ones.
Right. You know what impresses me the most about me being on air for 5 years? Besides
what?
The fact we actually made it. what I'm impressed with is, and I'm not mentioning their names, so, you know, I'm not really talking about people and their shows because I'm not saying their names. But you know how many times that I have been put down, harassed, my show's been talked about, dirty, you know, they're no good, they're the worst ones out there, blah, 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 blah. And here I am, the only one with ideas.
Right. Not going to mention any names or... I'm pointing my elbow right now, but you can't see it, but yeah. Well, see, that's what happens. Like, the good people, I find, like, you know, the good, honest people are the ones who usually, you know, survive, and it's the shady ones who disappear, you know, like, they try to cause their drama, and it don't work, and then, poof, they're gone.
Right?
That's the best way to have it.
You know, like, a year ago, August, all 3 of my pages were stolen. All 3 of them, equaling 60,000 fans. Somebody hacked my pages. And I think it's funny because within 1 year, my Gamers Geek Radio is right back up to 18,000.
Right.
And all these other people can't even hit 4.
No.
You know?
Or 3.
I'm like, right?
Karma.
It's a...
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, there's a guest. I see someone.
Be blind.
I don't see you in the chat anymore. It's just me in the chat, and there's a guest, 704. Hello,
hi,
guest 704.
How are you doing tonight, guest 704? Maybe if I refreshed it would show me. I don't know. I know last time I was on this site, I had all these issues with not being able to see the chat, too. Back then, you remember?
Right. Well, I didn't see this person. No one typed back. Ooh.
I don't know. It's not showing me. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
704, I see it now.
Oh. Yeah, there you are again now. And let's see, guest 704.
Oh, and you typed back hi.
No, no, I did. That was me. Or can I don't see it. Did you see it? I just got to refresh again to see.
And then it said you logged out.
I just refreshed, but I'm coming back. No, it says, it's me typing. It says it, I don't see it. Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Oh, you said hi, guest. Okay. Anyhow, thank you for joining, and you made our night, if you couldn't tell. It's one of those days. I get confused
Saturday.
So easily. Right?
Right.
So, you know, I deleted Neverwinter.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played that in forever.
I rated with it. And I don't know
how
long I'm going to keep this story talk online. Because, like, if I'm moving a vehicle, I don't care if it's a spaceship, a ship in the water, or a car. If I am driving it, I want it to go fast. And I want to actually know how to control it to move. You told me you couldn't get yours to move, right?
Oh, on Star Trek?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not at all.
It's irritating.
I mean, it didn't look like it was moving, and then I didn't know how to what button. Like, I didn't know like if I had to press, you know, the trigger, because usually trigger moves stuff. And
right.
I don't know. I turned it off. I didn't delete it, the game or anything. It's just I was just like, okay, well, I'm not moving in space, and I'm not playing this anymore.
I couldn't say, I mean, I could tell that you're floating.
Right.
There is stuff moving past you at an inch per second. But I wasn't, like, moving. And my son even tried, and he's like, okay, I give up. And after 10 minutes, he's like, no, here. But, you know. I know, like, I played it on the computer, and I was able to move it forward with clicking, but I didn't even see an option to click anything. And I've been doing Outer Scrolls Online a lot, as much as my health will allow me to, but and that's been pretty okay. I got a nice guild going. We've got, like, 80-so people, and I'm not like all these other guilds that go out there and just invite. You know, I like to game with people and get to know them a little bit and then invite them in.
That's
right,
they're
actually
yeah.
going to be asking. Oh, and there's one thing you need to know, who, you know, for people listening. I'm not one of these people that, you know, oh, I'm going to join your guild, and then I'm going to come after people and tell them to come and join mine, and I'm going to pay them to join my guild to make me stuff. No. No, I can't afford that. If I cannot afford my host and my co-host,
right.
I cannot afford to pay somebody to come and make me armor, because I get that for free. You know?
Mm. So are you still playing ESO, though? You're still into that game?
Yeah, I'm still into that game. No,
I
know
I
they're
really
coming out
get
with
into it.
That's sad.
What were they
Did
coming
you buy
out
it?
With? I didn't mean to interrupt you. No, I remember that time they had a free play weekend?
Right.
Yeah, I played over the free play weekend, but I just never really got into it.
Not because I bet because she didn't have anybody to game with, or
probably I'm just not a big RPG connoisseur. I don't know. Like I like Neverwinter and I love World of Warcraft, and I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes you just I don't know. You do need to play, you know, you do need to give games a chance. Like, I find, like, with me, if I play and I don't like it, that's it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I just give up, so. But that was it. I hated Oblivion. I'm just not good at those kind of games. I guess because I probably play more first-person shooters and everything else, so.
I like Oblivion, except the only thing I didn't like about it was, oh my god, that was humongous. Like bigger than Earth, humongous.
Wow.
Oh wow, we've got 28 minutes. Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's been an hour and a half, does it?
No. I can't believe it's 8 o'clock already. This day flew.
You want to go ahead and give those pages one more shout out?
I will. Just let me load it up. I just got up to stretch my legs. I had to stretch out my leggies. I had to get up. I'm lying now, but I had to get up and stretch. Scroll back down. Come on. All right. So I just want to again thank the following pages for supporting the show and sharing us. And first we have Geeky Gamers Unite, Intergalactic Geek Alliance, MeisterCon, Mythical World of Fairies, Damn Zombies, The House of Marvel, Raven DC Comics, Xbox Boz Playas, and I Flash Bang Your Boyfriend. Your BF. Well, it's boyfriend, but. And again, if you go to my page, Lady Venom's Lair, I have a list of those pages, and you can click on them. And if you scroll back to last night, I've shared a couple pictures, so check it out. Feel free to go like the pages, and I really appreciate Jackie, Joe, Mike, and everybody who shared, Buffy, you, whoever supported, it's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. All the love is so appreciated.
Very much so.
And don't forget to check us out tomorrow night when Vance Major comes on the show to talk about the movie that he is in. Oh, I'm on my wrong Facebook page, huh?
It's okay.
Oh, my God. Sigh. Trying to quit smoking is not easy.
It's a hard habit to quit. Like, I quit, like, when I had my surgeries, and I didn't think I was going to do it again, and I kind of just started doing it, like, socially, you know what I mean? Like, I go out with a friend, like, we'll go out and have coffee, and, you know, she's a smoker, and then I'm like, oh, I want to smoke, and then I'd have one, and then every time we'd go out and, you know, go for coffee or whatever, I'd have a couple cigarettes, and now I'm fully back into it again. So.
Right.
It's tough, and, like, I'm trying to vape, like, but I just don't like it. It's so harsh, so it's, I don't know. It's a work in progress. A work in progress.
That it is. The YouTube films, movies that Vance is doing is Dead Inside. He's the director, I believe. He's the director or film producer, either or both, for Melbourne. And he's acting on Pen Pals as well. And you can find all of these on YouTube. Tune in tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
8 Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific, 5 Alaska, 2 a.m. in the UK, and check him out. He also owns the group, I'm trying to find it, Promenade, like the Promenade deck from Star Trek, Promenade. And next month, I believe he is having his first annual Promenade Con. And I believe that's in Oregon.
Nice.
Yeah. I wish I could walk so I could go and be there.
I wish. It'd be so cool, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
I wish I win the lottery soon. To keep buying tickets just in case I might win. I'm buying a Corvette and hightailing it out of here.
Well, when you buy that Corvette, come and pick me up.
Yeah. I might just come down and buy one in New York then. I can't wait to go to New York, though. I one of the, like, places, like, I want to see, like, it's a must-see city for me before I die. Definitely.
Well, if you ever come down, you come down during October when they have the New York Con going.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God. I am so sad. This is Stan Lee's last year at New York Con.
Is it really? Is he giving it up?
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm. I guess he's kind of getting up there in age. He's not young anymore.
I went, like, see, it's next month. I went 3-4 months ago to try and buy a ticket, and they only had one day left that you could buy a ticket, and that was for Thursday only. Ain't nothing happening, you know, the first day it opened.
No. No.
I was so afraid.
That's a bummer.
Right? Because I wanted to go and meet Stan Lee.
My God. Like, that'd be a pretty epic person to meet. Can you imagine, like, meeting him? Like, what would you, I mean, like, oh, my God, like, how would you act, you know? Like, could you talk to him, you know? I mean, would you be stupid, you know what I mean?
I don't think I'd be able to talk. I would get down my knees and just bow, you know? Like you know,
I'm not worthy.
Like, you know? And then I would kiss his feet.
He's such a nice guy, too. Like, he's a really, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell he really enjoys, like, what he does and the fans and everything.
Well, you, remember I had this girl on the show called Battle Girl? V-A-L-D-E-R, Battle Girl?
Oh, yeah.
Girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, she does sign language. She translates. And
is she
actually
really?
Met him. Yeah, she was at a con, and she had to translate, and she met him, and she met Captain Kirk.
Wow.
Translating.
Can you imagine?
Right?
Oh, must be nice.
It's like, I need to go to a translator so, you know, I can meet these people for free. You know?
Right.
She's like, I'm going to pay you to come and meet me, okay? Okay. No problem.
Oh, man.
It's another person I would love to meet, Captain James T.
I don't know who
so
I want to meet.
Back in the day.
George Takei, probably. He's cool too. Got to show him some love. Sorry, I got you know, a little shout out. I hope you're watching me, Mr. Takei. Yes, you are. I know you are. Hello. He's a cool guy too.
You know, I think the next time you come on, I'm going to call the show Two Girls and a Show. Really
Two
like
Girls,
that
One
name.
Show. Two Girls, One Show.
Yeah, Two Girls, One Show.
Yeah, Two Girls, One Show.
I got a kick when I was admitting on your page and you put up that profile picture of, what was it, Two Girls and...
Two Girls, One Up.
Right.
Two Girls,
That's
One Up. that was classic. That was classic. Oh, my throat is getting scratchy now. I've never talked so much in a long time.
Well, we've only got a few minutes left, so we can go ahead and end it. And you didn't bring nothing to drink to the show.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to have, like, a, you know, the green room all set up with the stat. You know, I figured there'd be flowers in my dressing room. I figured there'd be an Xbox hooked up and all kinds of root beer, but I showed up and, you know, what's wrong with your staff? God, who's producing the show?
I know. I'm such a bad host. Sorry.
I want Hello Kitty and Xboxes in my dressing room next time. and a basket of kittens.
Like, I can't afford to buy you those $2,000 kittens. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You get some expensive kitty cats, let me tell you. Well,
thank you to everyone who listened and who supported us and who shared the show. Like, you guys are rock stars, and we wouldn't be here without you.
This is so true. I want to say thank you to everybody for supporting us. Thank you, Miss Lady Venom Lair, for coming on.
You're welcome.
And I am going to go ahead and end it.
Good night, everybody. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. You have a show tomorrow night. What time?
At 9 p.m. with Vance Major.
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. It's going to be awesome.
Good night, and this is Lady Rage signing off. Maybe not.
No, we're going to do another.